You're on my bench. Florentina blinked and looked to her side. A man wearing dirty jeans and an open brown shirt with holes in the sleeves sat on the other end of the bench, staring at her suspiciously. He hadn't shaved for several days, which made it hard for Florentina to determine his age. "I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was your bench." "Been my bench, Danny's bench, these last 13 years, said the grimy face. "Before that it was Ted's, and when I go, Matt inherits it."
"Matt?" repeated Florentina, uncomprehendingly.
"Yeah, Matt the Grain. He's asleep behind parking lot 16, waiting for me to die."
The tramp chuckled.
"But I tell you, the way he goes through that grain alcohol, Matt'll never take over this bench. You're not thinking of staying long, are you, lady?"
"No, I hadn't planned to," said Florentina.
"Good," said Danny.
"What do you do during the day?"
"Oh, this and that. Always know where we can get soup from church kitchens, and some of that stuff they throw out from the swanky restaurants can keep me going for days. I had the best part of a steak at the Monocle yesterday. I think I'll try the Baron tonight."
Florentina tried not to show her feelings.
"You don't work?" "Who'd give Danny work? I haven't had a job in 15 years, since I left the Army back in 70. Nobody wanted this old vet. I should have died for my country in Nam. Would have made things easier for everyone."
"How many are there like you?"
"In Washington?"
"Yes, in Washington."
"Hundreds."
"Hundreds?" Florentina repeated in disbelief.
"Not as bad as some cities. New York, they throw you in jail as quick as look at you. When are you thinking of going, lady?" he said, eyeing her suspiciously.
"Soon. May I ask—"
"You ask too many questions, so it's my turn. Okay if I have the paper when you leave?"
"The Washington Post?"
"Good quality, that," said Danny.
"You read it?"
"No," he laughed. "I wrap myself up in it. Keeps me warm as a hamburger if I stay very still."
She passed him the paper. She stood up and smiled at Danny, noticing for the first time that he had only one leg.